Good morning, RVA. It's 70 degrees, and you can expect the temperatures to start dropping as the rain starts moving in. Water cooler. Richmond police are reporting that Andrew Lane, 38, was found shot to death Monday evening on the 3100 block of Meadow Bridge Road. Whoa. 7th District School Board Rep Nadine Marsh Carter has resigned. Her husband unexpectedly died earlier this summer, and now she's taking time away from the board to grieve and heal, Katie Burnell Evans reports. School board will eventually appoint her replacement and set up a 7th District special election at some point, but not this coming November. If school board seems like your bag and you live in the 7th District, keep your eyes open for the call for applications. I got so wrapped up in back to school news yesterday, I totally forgot about this story in the paper by Vanessa Remmers about public transit in Chesterfield County. A ragtag band of county officials have asked the state to conduct a feasibility study for public transportation along the Jeff Davis corridor. Not only is this an area of great need, but providing an easy way to get to John Tyler Community College just makes sense for the region. I'm cautiously optimistic because in the Regional Transit Vision Plan released last year, the state recommended exactly that, a frequent fixed route along Jeff Davis from the city limits to John Tyler. If they decide this time around to recommend something else, I will be frustrated. A whole bunch of people at the RTD worked on this piece about local reactions to Trump rescinding DACA. The protest, which wound its way around downtown last night, was put together by the Richmond Peace Education Center. Give them a follow on Facebook for more opportunities to get involved in some grassroots level organizing. You can also read VCU President Michael Rouse's strong statement of unequivocal support for our DACA students. I know I said yesterday was your weekly zoning update, but I just wanted to let you know that the Planning Commission approved the zoning changes to Scott's Addition. Mark Robinson has the details. From Vox, it's Four Truths and a Lie with Jeff Sessions on DACA. Except, instead of Four Truths and a Lie, it's just four lies and a misleading statement. I'm a sucker for these photo essays that use items folks treasure to tell a story about their owners. What would you save if floodwaters were threatening to destroy 100% of your belongings? Sports. Nats manage the Marlins 2-1 and wrap that series up tonight at 7:10 p.m. This morning's long read is titled Read Kesha's Poignant Essay About Celebratory New Song Woman. Kesha talks about her new album in a charming and awesome way. Pro tip, skip directly past the several hundred word italicized intro in which a dude unnecessarily summarizes what Kesha has to say. Here's an excerpt from Kesha. We were just making it up as we went. Rabble and I got in the booth together, singing vocals together, and I sing, I do what I want, and he sings, she does, and I go, say what you say, and he goes, ah, and I go, work real hard every day, and he starts laughing. It was one of those songs that just happened as much as it was written. We were like three little kids going crazy, and we were just giddy singing in the vocal booth until we realized that we had somehow, Drew, gotten ourselves locked in the vocal booth. We had to call a handyman who helped remove a window so we could crawl out before we died of asphyxiation. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user RVA Hub and is a picture of the train bridge and the river and three folks walking on the dam. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.